My name is Adeline Moyo. I'm a nurse, I'm a mother, I'm a survivor. This is my story, a story of injustice, survival, and the healing power of voice. After a traumatic encounter with mental health system, I suffered from something few people know about, post-traumatic impairment disorder, PTED. In this audio, I share my journey to raise awareness, restore dignity, and give voice to those who have been silenced. Before 2012, I worked as a nurse in the English NHS. I was proud of my role. But systemic racism, bullying, injustice led to my resignation. In 2019, after years of emotional toll, I experienced mental health crisis. But instead of being met with care, I was forcibly injected with a drug called Drobixo without my consent, without my choice. No one asked what I had endured. They only saw diagnosis. There was no treatment, there was punishment. What is PTED? Post-traumatic impairment disorder, or PTED, is a response to profound injustice. It is not the result of weakness, it is a moral injury, triggered by events that violate a person's core sense of fairness, identity, or dignity. People with PTED often ruminate. We replay the moment, we ask, why me? Why wasn't somebody held accountable? PTED with a cause. And the healing requires, it's not just clinical, it's existential. My story. After the injection, I wasn't just sedated, I was silenced. No one wanted to hear that I was a nurse, that I had once cared for others. No one asked what I had survived, what I had lost. They assumed I was broken. Dangerous, something to control. But I was in pain, not because I had mental illness, but because I had experienced profound injustice. Being punished for that pain was the deepest injury of all. Emotional toll of PTED. PTED doesn't look like fear. It looked like a wound that never closes. A voice that never heard. You carry bitterness that others can't see and don't want to understand. You replay the betrayal, the injustice, over and over. Not because you're stuck, but because something important was taken away from you and never returned. For me, it was dignity, trust, the right to be seen as human. Message to the public. You may think this is free, something that only happens to others. But all it takes is a loss, a crisis, a system that doesn't care. And suddenly, the person being restrained could be your sister, your mother, your colleague, your neighbor. We need to understand that distress is human. It is not criminal. Anger at injustice is not madness. It is often the last cry of someone who still believes in fairness. We must stop criminalizing emotional pain. We must listen with compassion, not fear. Message to mental health professional, to every mental health professional, please hear us differently. Don't just look for symptoms, listen for stories. So many of us were labeled, restrained, sedated, not because we're dangerous to others, but because we challenged what the system could not be seen. PTED is not defiance, it is despair with memory. Ask your patients what they've survived, not what they think. Validate the injustice. That's where the healing begins. Message to policymakers. To those who shape the policy, you have the power to change life. Recognize post-traumatic impairment disorder. Reform laws that allow forced medication without consent. Invest in therapists that honor story, culture, and dignity. No one should be punished for falling apart in a world that treated them unjustly. We need a system that restores, not silence. How I began to heal. I began to heal when I started to write, when I refused to let others tell my story for me. I wrote about racism in the English NHS. I wrote about closet show, about surviving the silence. My voice became my verdict. not guilt of being mad, but guilt of being wounded, and determined to turn that wound into truth, and truth into resisting. My closing message, PTSD is not a diagnosis to be feared. It's a sign that somebody still believes in justice, still holds a memory of life and how life should be. I survived not because I was treated, but because I reclaimed my story. We need a mental health system that listens, that learns, that restores dignity. Until then, I will write, I will speak, I will resist, and I will heal out loud.